It's been 4 weeks since the deadline passed for Vermonters to buy insurance on the exchange, and the people responsible for advising the public on the program have already begun their postmortems. Donna Sutton Fay is the executive director of the Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security. She says that despite all the technological shortcomings in the new system, there's a good story to be told.
We thought it would be a good time, now that we're at the end of open enrollment for 2014, to take stock of the successes that have happened through Vermont Health Connect and how it has helped thousands of Vermonters gain access to affordable health coverage.
But Sutton Fay says those successes have been tempered by the experiences of Vermonters for whom the exchange ended up being more of an obstacle to insurance than a stepping stone to coverage. For middle-income Vermonters especially, Sutton Fay says the out-of-pocket costs for plans sold on the exchange could be prohibitive. And because the Shulman administration pushed for a mandate requiring individuals and businesses with 50 or fewer employees to purchase coverage sold on the exchange, many previously insured Vermonters may now be going without.
And the out-of-pocket costs are completely unaffordable for many low and middle-income working Vermonters. And I think we all have examples of people who did not enroll because of the cost.
Whether the arrival of Vermont Health Connect has been a net positive when it comes to insurance coverage in the state remains to be seen. The Shulman administration says it won't know until next January whether the number of uninsured residents has risen or fallen since the advent of Vermont Health Connect. That's because results from the annual survey used to determine the insurance rate won't be out until next year. Sutton Fay and others have lobbied the administration to expedite the survey.
So when outreach and education is being planned for the next open enrollment, we would sort of know who's uninsured, where they are. But at this point, the administration has said they're not going to do that early.
Officials at the Department of Financial Regulation say advancing the timeline would make for less accurate yearly comparisons of data. Mark Larson is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, and he agrees that the cost of insurance is a barrier to access.
So we continue to be concerned that health insurance is too expensive for many Vermonters.
But while Sutton Fay and others say the answer to the affordability problem lies in higher state subsidies for even middle-class Vermonters, Larson says the state can't afford it. Larson says Vermont already offers some of the most generous assistance programs in the nation. Larson says nearly 100,000 residents total have enrolled in plans sold on the exchange. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.